ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
I may not finish, and I will not force myself to finish, and I will not take your time also. Anywhere I will get to, I will make sure I stop, so that we will close and you come in the evening. Rulership simply means the act of ruling or the state of being ruled. I'll be teaching a lot on Sundays. I love to teach and preach. Give me attention. It's very important for every good student of the Bible. To rule simply means to have control.
So what to me, oh baby, so.
Or have dominion over something.
So what to me?
So rulership means the act of ruling. And when you are told to rule, it means to have control or dominion over something or dominion over an area or people. That's rule. Rule also means to exercise ultimate power or authority over an area. So if you are told to rule this area, it means they've given you an ultimate power. Royal or royalty. Royal means having a status of a king or a queen. Or a member of a royal family. Royalty means people from a royal that carries a royal blood. I'm giving all this background so that when I'm teaching, you can understand it. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis 1, verse 28. Be very fast. We have a lot to read and to learn today.
Then God blessed them.
And God, now check from creation, the pronouncement of God over a man. And God blessed them. And what God said?
And God said to them.
And God said to them,
be fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Fill the earth.
Fill the earth.
And subdue it.
Subdue it.
Have dominion.
And have dominion.
Over the fish of the
over
sea.
Over the fish of the sea.
Over the birds of
over
the earth.
Over the birds of the air.
And over every living thing that moves on the earth.
Right, is what the ruling and the reigning of man in life or on the earth is God's master plan for man. The ruling of a man on the earth and the reigning of man on the earth is God's master plan for his people. In fact, every man was created to be a king on the earth. Adam was put in a garden to rule and have dominion.
Eve
was also formed
to
rule and have dominion. That is a master plan of God. We are here to rule on the earth on behalf of God. Lift up forward and shout, I am here to rule on behalf of God.
I am here to rule on behalf of God.
Come on, say with the power.
I am here to rule on behalf of God.
Say with authority.
I am here to rule on behalf of God.
So God is in heaven. The book of Psalm 8, verse 4 to verse 6. I want to take my time and lay a good foundation
so that
when I start giving you a real teaching, you can get it.
So
God created man to rule, to have dominion. So we have no choice than to rule and have dominion. And we are here to represent God, to rule here. Please, what is that?
What is man?
Now he said, what is man?
That you are mindful of him.
That you are mindful of him.
And the son of man.
And the son of man.
That you visit him.
That you visit him. Verse number 5.
For you have made
him. You have made him.
A little lower than the angels.
Now the word here, a little lower than the angel, is not angels, Elohim. It means you've made him a little lower than God. It's not angels.
Why?
We are not lower than angels. So that word, if you check the Greek background, it means Elohim, it means God. So God have made him a little lower than God.
And you have crowned,
you have crowned him
with glory and honor.
I pray that the crown on you will be revealed in your life.
Amen.
He said, you lift a voice and shout, I carry a crown.
I carry a crown.
Come and say it again.
I carry a crown.
Come and say it again.
I carry a crown.
And I have crowned him with glory and honor. Look at verse 6.
You have made him.
You have made him
to have dominion over the works of
you
your hands.
You have made him. Who is a him? He have made you and I to have dominion, to control, to rule over the works of the Lord's hands.
You have put all things,
and above all, he has put all things
under his feet.
Under his feet. So this is your position as a believer. I'm not hearing
amen.
Your amen is so powerful.
Amen.
I said, this is your position as a believer.
Amen.
You're not shouting amen at all.
Amen.
The book of Psalm 115, verse 16. Psalm 115, verse 16. Rulership and royalty.
The heaven.
Check this one. It said, the heaven.
Even the heavens.
Even the heavens.
Are the Lord's.
Are for the Lord.
But the earth.
But the earth.
He has given to the children
to
of
you
men.
And I. This alone, if I don't preach again, I can go and sleep. This alone, the people who have
school
of the Bible or spiritual student. This scripture alone, you will grab what I'm talking to today. He said the heaven, even the heavens, are for the Lord. But the earth, where you and I we are, he has given to the children of men to do, to rule, to occupy. I pray that this morning as I'm preaching, the anointing of rulership will come upon somebody.
Amen.
Come lift up for the shout, I am called to rule.
I am called to rule.
Come on, say it again.
I am called to rule.
Psalm 103 verse 19. We are saying going somewhere. It's a long journey.
The Lord has
established his throne in heaven,
and his kingdom
rules over all. So if God has established his throne in heaven,
so
the extension of God's throne on the earth is you and I. Watch me carefully. The extension of God's throne on the earth is you and I. I have two questions for you. We are called as rulers. But what are you ruling in life? You are a ruler. But what are you ruling? We are called as royals. What difference are you making? Ask yourself. We are called as rulers. But what are you ruling? And what have you ruled in life? We are called as royals. You understand why you're a royal? You understand that you carry a blood of a royal. What difference are you making? 19, verse 13. Give the King James or New King James. The problem of the church is we celebrate spirituality whilst the world they are thinking and they are ruling. We celebrate spirituality. I am powerful. I carry grace. I carry this. Whilst the world they are thinking and they are ruling. That's the problem.
Yeah, how are you wanna know?
We are called to rule.
Your
this week, when I was studying about this scripture, I wept. And I called one bishop in U.S. When I started talking to him, he started also crying on the phone. I realized that the church, we are far behind. I realized individuals as Christians, like you and I, we have failed. We are not fulfilling scripture. We are multiplying. We are being fruitful. But the dominion and the ruling aspect, the royal aspect of God upon a man, it's not being displayed. Follow the teaching very well. By the time I finish, your mentality will change on something. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. My question to you, what have you occupied in life? What have you ruled in life? As a Christian.
So what you need?
As I'm going. Occupy, it means rule. Control. Control. Take charge. Because I have given you something. There is something you have. Use what you have. To take control.
You know,
whilst the church is taking over, whilst the world is taking over, we, the church, we are fighting among each other.
The enemy
will set a trap. You will see churches, men of God, fighting against each other whilst the world, they are taking over. Today, the greatest enemy of a pastor is a pastor. The greatest enemy of a bishop is a bishop. And whilst we are fighting among each other, the world will set us up to fight. And they are taking over. But the heavens is for the Lord. But the earth. One day, late Benson Naosa, he was in the city and witches came to have a meeting. So they were talking on the TV. He drove to the station and he said the meeting will not come on. So he entered the studio and he told them, the person sitting down, if you confess you were a witch, you will die now. Are you a witch? He couldn't talk. And he told him that the meeting will not come on. He said, even if God comes down, this meeting will come on. He said, God does not need to come down to start the meeting. That's why I'm here. Why? We are the extension of God on the earth. What have you occupied in life? See how Christians we are struggling. Because you and I, we are not serious. See how you are struggling. Watch me carefully. Where is the rulership? Where is our royalty? And what have you occupied?
And I would
your spirituality plus your mentality gives you advantage in life.
So your
spirituality and your mentality helps you to rule. No royal, no ruler is foolish. You cannot be a foolish royal.
And I'll take
it, you understand me.
Watch me.
You can't.
Untiminye odishia sebi watch me.
You can't.
Debbie.
No. Every royal and every ruler
will be odia de piano.
They are wise.
Omo ni mnyansa.
They command and demand attention.
Omo she. I'm watching the panel so.
It takes wise. You must be wise to rise. When the Jesus look at the church and look at the world, it's the people of the world. They are wiser than us. That's why they are rising. We are down. After our tongues, our mind is not working. I pray that after today, after this month, the anointing and the mentality of rulership will come upon your life. You're not shouting amen at
okay,
all.
Cry.
Your clapping is sick of HIV.
Amen.
That is, nobody rules or reigns by chance.
And I said, fools will be.
You can rule by chance.
And now, Queen, and I said, fools will be kick.
Let me shift some realm and let's go some places and let's finish on time. Let me show you the way to royalty and rulership. You cannot rule by chance. Or you cannot reign by mistake. The
there
is a way. I can't leave here and go to UK and say I'm a royal in UK. I'll enter Harrods and I'm going to shop and I say I'm also a royal. Whilst I'm talking, police is holding me. You can't rule by mistake. One, we operate in the realm of rulership and royalty by inheritance. Right?
So be this so and answer your this year. What's so nam adidi so?
Please take your time and follow me. Church is not falling down, shouting and vomiting. I can let you do it. I'm good in doing that. But after you're falling, you're vomited. You pay school fees. After you're falling, you're vomited. Must take control. And that control taking is by spirituality and mentality. I met one great man in Kumasi, very anointed man. He's a father in Kumasi. I don't mention his name. I was eating a tulip and he was there. I didn't know who was there. He was carrying papers about five with his glasses. So after I finished eating, I want to greet him. I said, Papa, why are you here alone?
I don't say I don't know.
He said, I always walk alone in the afternoons.
And I say you are there or
tired. Prophet, do you know why?
I said,
after I finish eating.
Say me did you hear?
I think.
Me dwene.
You rule or walk in the realm of royalty by inheritance.
Udiso sa bra wo.
Inheritance means by being born into a royal family. Can you tell me that? So if you are not in a royal family, what about the God in heaven who rules in the affairs of men? Revelation chapter 5, verse 4 and 6. I want to show you where you are coming from. You have forgotten your identity. You have forgotten whom you are. I want to show you whom you are. Otherwise,
yes,
you'll be clapping, speaking in tongues in a church, and clapping, and dressing, and yet you are suffering.
But
you don't know whom you are.
Yes, sir.
But read very loud for me.
So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll.
Verse 5.
But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the lion,
of the tribe of Judah."
Judah, Mujatano.
Stop there. Clap and shout, "I am from a tribe."
I am from a tribe.
Come and say it again.
I am from a tribe.
Come and say it again.
I am from a tribe.
Come and say it again.
I am from a tribe.
The clap and the winner mokasa means you. Clap and shout, "I am from a tribe."
I am from a tribe.
Share with power.
I am from a tribe.
Come and share with power.
I am from a tribe.
He said the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Judah,
the root of David.
David and Hini
has prevailed. To open the scroll
so
and to lose the seven seals.
The
tribe of Judah is a tribe for kingship and royalty. So if the head of the tribe has prevailed, he didn't say only the tribe, but he said, "And the root of David, and you and I, we are the seed of David." So if he has prevailed and he is the head of the tribe and I am from that place, I carry a blood of a royal. You understand more. Romans chapter 8 verse 16 and 17. Then I carry the seed and the covenant of a royal.
The spirit himself
bears witness with our spirit
that we are the children of God.
17.
And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
So if Christ is the head of the tribe of Judah and we are joint heirs, I am also partaker.
Yes, sir.
You're not here today. Our joint head with him is not 50-40, it's 50-50. This is the mentality you need to speak in tongues and cast out the devil. Let demon appear here. And let all shout Jesus Christ. Some will shout Jesus. The demon will slap you. Because it's not the name they hear. I'm coming there. It's not the name they hear. It's where the name is coming from. You mention the name. Your spiritual
I'm coming there. Your spiritual identification and your revelation around about the name you are mentioning makes the word effective. So if Jesus has prevailed and we are joined head with Christ and he is the head of the tribe, then I carry the inheritance. I am a royal and I'm a ruler. Can somebody jump on your feet, clap and shout, I am a ruler and I'm a royal.
I'm a ruler and I'm a royal.
You're not clapping. I say, jump on your feet and clap. I am a ruler, I am a royal.
I am a ruler, I am a royal.
Join hands. It's like having joint account.
So we have this year,
where Jesus withdraw, I can also withdraw.
Oh,
I feel like preaching someone not here. I say, where Jesus withdraw, I can also withdraw. I pray for somebody here that you have a joint account with Christ.
Yeah.
Your amen is so powerful. You have a joint account with Christ.
Yeah.
And that account never goes dry.
Yeah.
Where you can withdraw, you can also withdraw.
Yeah.
Come on, lift up for that. I am a royal.
I am a royal.
I am a ruler.
I am a ruler.
Malabakaba. The book of Revelation, chapter 1, verse number 6. You understand deeper thing this morning. I have 10 minutes more.
And has made us kings.
Stop there. He has made us what?
Kings.
He has made who?
Us.
He has made us who?
Kings.
Oh, man. So if you were a woman, remove the king and put the queen there. He has made us kings and queens and priests to his God and Father, and to him be glory and dominion. Lift up for and shout, I am a king.
I am a king.
You're not saying amen at all. Clap and shout, I am a king.
I am a king.
Say it again.
I am a king.
Say it again.
I am a king.
So we rule and walk in royalty by inheritance. And that inheritance, you must be genuinely born into the family. Genuinely, you must be born into the royal family before you can enjoy the inheritance. So genuinely, you must be a born again. Most of you are born against. Because with all your born again, you are still a thief. Hey, you live long. With all your born again, your life is problematic. So you must be genuinely, you must be born into the royal family. If you're not born into it, you don't benefit the inheritance. I can't go and say I'm about of Kumasi Asante. No, no. I must be born into the family. John chapter 3, verse 8. First Peter 1, verse 23. Be first.
John chapter 3, verse 8.
I can't finish all the teachings.
The wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it.
You hear the sound of it.
But cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
So you must be born again. You must be born again. Your father, your mother gave birth to you. But there must be another birth. So if I hear this morning, you are not a born again, you don't benefit from the joint account. Ask your neighbor, are you a born again? Young people. Look at that, stop that unnecessary stiff lifestyle in the church. I say, turn to somebody, look at the finger. Remember, I say, if you are the most angel, Michael, and the cousin.
But sorry, I say, over four. Pursue be trouble team put.
You are continuing on twin down. As if say,
Yes, you're better than no one has any upon Kufi. Hello.
Hi.
1 Peter 1:23. Those who come to church and they feel like they are the most problem people in the church.
Omo ba sori ano mo tiwo din dia so mo kom ho no me ha dwene pa yi.
You don't talk to anybody.
I don't know bian kasa.
Go and talk to animals. That go and talk. That's how God brought Nebuchadnezzar. He said, no, we feel so because I will reduce you to animals. When you say, Father, animals is some class. Say, come back to your class. Mm-hmm. You must be free in the church.
So too anymore, sorry.
Having been born again. So you must be born again.
It was a wow for.
And that born again seed is not corruptible. It's incorruptible. So you must be part of the inheritance.
What's so dear, dear? What kind of the phone?
Two, I'm speaking under the inheritance.
Oh, Kasaf. What's so dear, dear?
The way.
The coin out of a so.
Of rulership and royalty.
So would it be the idea and answer would be all this year?
You must possess royal mannerism.
What's that? Unya to be an answer when near we are no.
I'll end with this one.
Then you are the
next I'll continue.
So Subani daddy, Chelsea, Ufria, this year, Busium.
Are you a king?
Oh, you're a henny.
Are you a queen?
And I saw your him.
Are you a royal?
For your this year.
Learn the ways of a king. Every royal.
Or this year piano.
Or every king.
And I saw him piano.
Every king.
Or hinibia.
Everybody for a royal family.
Free.
They are trained before they reign.
Yet it's your one son of my baby.
If you are called as a Santi king,
see, afro, say,
and you can't dance the adwa, you will be trained.
Then, yeah,
if you cannot dance with the drums, you will be trained. They will train you.
Now,
I studied something about the royal family. That as soon as a baby is born in the family,
see,
the baby is given an instructor.
The way to walk,
the way to talk,
the
way to behave,
the
way to dress,
the
way to act. It takes training to reign. It takes learning to lead.
So see, dear, answer what to me about be dear anymore, and that's what we're okay for.
Some of us, we behave battered, shattered, boosted, pity, mobilized. As if we are beggars. If you know your the next one is identity, but time to make. If you know your identity, that you are a ruler.
No, you set your identity for.
If you know whom you are, you don't act like everybody. Your problem, you don't know whom you are. The greatest discovery of every man is to discover whom you are. Every lady here, the day you discover whom you are, you know wait for a man's happiness to rise. The problem, you don't know whom you are. You've not identified your spirit. Oh my God, I wish this words will enter someone's spirit. Are you a royal?
Oh yeah, this year.
Are you a ruler?
You will be a dear.
How do you talk?
Sign our kasafa.
How do you walk?
Sign our sifanantifa.
Every president, most of them, they are trained how to give speech. You don't talk in a house.
they had taught her to dress.
Joseph knew he was a prince. He was a ruler.
Though
he was in prison,
he
knew his
identity.
So when the king called him,
he said,
I will not step out like a foolish man. I will step out like somebody who is a ruler. He shaved his beard. Open our bread. Hello.
Hi.
Dibia Basa. Which says you are polluting the royal blood. come your way.
Joseph.
If you don't even know whom you are.
Don't even know.
Royals live ready. Ofifien, why are ready? Royals, they live ready. They don't prepare. Royals every day
be a.
I have no time. I will enter the identity. But God says I should move the mannerism. To me, we. Genesis chapter 41, verse 14. Royals are taught how to dress.
How to
sometimes,
talk.
Sometimes, you see a gentleman at the roadside, you move the pants. Krasini villager. You don't know whom you are. If you know whom you are, you will not like, act like everybody. Why should I eat a cake with your pussy with your back? A common deal. Hello?
Hi.
Hit your sister into you were a royal, you were a ruler. Stop acting like a beggar. Anybody who has found the face, they are victims. And may the demon leave them right now. Anybody who is not talking, they are victims. And I command the demon to leave them right now. I feel the anointing. Someone's emergency shouldn't be your emergency. You can't force him to act like you. Look at it. Then Pharaoh sent.
Pharaoh smiled.
And called Joseph.
He said,
"Come quickly."
And I said, "Brother,
I will not come quickly."
And I said, "Me, they meet me
because I'm a chef."
He said, "So what's him? He, my body said."
So your message is urgent, but I can't appear as a prisoner. I must appear as a royal. So he said, wait for me. He entered the room. Shaved the beard. Shamed the cloth. What time you born too much?
Yes, sir.
I know this. I've been there before. Clap for them at the time. He shaved
changed
his clothing before he came out because royals have mannerism. January 31st, Someone that has given you a cloth or a dress. You put the dress down. You are waiting for a special occasion. Every day is a special occasion. The way you are clapping yourself, I say every day is a special occasion. And because your spirituality and your mentality is not working. Special occasion.
Okay.
If you upgrade your thinking, you will change your income.
So
you're not clapping hands at all. Your clapping is not powerful at all. Do you know why Esther was not called for 30 days? She entered the palace with a royal garment.
Right.
You know, you too. She removed the royal apparel. And she was now behaving like an orphan.
And I know
and the king did not marry orphans. He married a queen. Oh, yes. So Esther 5 verse 1. After they have fasted and they have prayed, the Bible declares, Esther 5 verse 1, be fast. Now it happened on the third day that
Esther
took the royal apparel and she put on again. And she looked like a queen that the king married.
And now what is so him now? He no eware ye no.
Your dressing determines how they will address you.
Send your far home for the chair. Send your comfort no bekasa.
Are you a king?
Oh, you a hene?
Are you a queen?
And I saw your hima.
Are you a royal?
We are this year.
Your mannerism.
Send away your mafa.
Most of you.
It will be.
As soon as you see somebody driving a good car and dressing down you, you call them a master. What's your
name?
Sister, it's not the car that determines your rulership. It's the blood you carry. I feel like pressing. It's the blood you carry. And whoever can jump and shout, let the oil of rulership come upon your life. If I go to the bank, don't joke you.
So, of course,
you know me, if I enter the bank, I go straight to the bank manager.
Bank manager, no hope.
Straight.
And now, feel no could lie.
I'll not joke you. To do be in a queue.
David, that.
Those are in a queue. Don't whom they are.
I'm a ruler
and I'm a royal.
So, dear,
if I enter somewhere,
so grab a beer.
If you're shopping in London and the royal enter there, they will sack all of you.
This should be Raha. Be Pamun Nefri, baby, I'm Moody Jano. Be Pamun Nefri, baby, I'm Moody Jano.
The royal. Will have space. You don't know whom you are. Don't allow somebody with four cars bully you without a car.
Stress will be a car naya. No, do you when they kick.
That's why you fall to wrong people. You don't know who you are. You think the one with the car has advantage over you.
Or what? In a new town.
Hit your chest and shout, I am a ruler.
I am a ruler.
Say, I am a royal.
I am a royal.
For you to behave all this, you must be trained.
I was here to tell you.
Must be
trained.
Most of your problem is that you want to reign.
You want to lead without learning. That's the generation we are in. People want to reign, but they are not trained. I have a whole teachings on training and reigning. Put on your royal apparel. Put on your identity. Know whom you are.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. Kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison. Twitter @ProfSamAddison or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you.